This is The Cover, and we're back with the original gospel gangster.
In the his house.
Strictly Jesus.
Straight Jesus.
For life.
I wish you could see these guys here. Listen, I want to ask you another question in regards to this other song.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, you know, pastors have been calling me up. I've been hearing a little bit questions about this, and they're telling me that the song's about cops and this and that, and there's so much controversy right now.
Now, why you gotta play that card? Okay, how did I just know you was going to go there? Y'all knew you was going to go there, huh?
Right.
Look, man, this is it, man.
Okay, talk to me.
The song is called One Time. The full title of the song is I Wish One Time Was Saved. Mm-hmm. That don't sound nothing like the title Cop Killer to
that's
me.
That's right. That's
or
right.
Blank the Police. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? All this song is it's an addressing of an issue. Police brutality exists in America today. Young bucks in the hood got to go through it. Mm-hmm. For us as Christians to try to say it don't exist and try to act like everything is honky-dory, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It can't go that way because it's really there. You know, if you don't understand the problem or acknowledge the problem, how can you help solve it? You can't. You can go and tell a brother, Jesus can save you, but the brother's going to be like, oh, good, let him save me, but get beat down by the popo the next day. I mean, what's he going to think of Christianity after that? There's other organizations out there coming in and actually doing something physical. They're putting action to the word, and we're seeing changes. They want to see changes being done in the street. We just want to let brothers out there know we acknowledge police brutality and police harassment because we live in it. We also go through it too, but we have answers to the problem. It's not in killing the police. Amen. It's not in a violent retaliation.
Okay.
It's in knowledge. It's in staying in school. It's right. in getting yourself out of those situations with your mind. And it's in accepting Christ and asking God to direct your paths. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got to remember, there's good police too. There's even an organization called Cops for Christ. Right. And those guys are Christians. So just because one cop is bad, don't mean they're all bad. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so basically you're saying you have an awareness of what's going on out there in the streets
exactly,
for the kids.
Exactly, Lo. Right. Them brothers got
to
know we understand.
That's the card we want you to play.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. That's the card.
Well, you know, because you got to think, you know, because we ain't coming with no fantasy island stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we trying, the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving earth.
Right.
We ain't trying to teach you how to live in heaven. We trying to teach you how to have heaven here on earth, you know what I mean? And it's like that, ta-dam, in your face.
You got to know how to survive, you know what I'm saying?
Now you understand, brother?
I totally
understand. But it's also...
Now, you know what? That sheds some light on it. And I think sometimes, pastors, and let me say this to pastors, from another pastor, you need to listen to the words. If you don't have the lyrics, you need to get a hold of them because that is exactly what they're saying.
It's also a witness to the police, you know?
That's right. Uh-huh. And I see that you guys have an attitude that is not you're out going around trying to tear up cops. But
thank you.
You have an attitude that
you'd
like to see him saved. You'd like to see him
right.
changed. You,
right.
you know, but you recognize the problem in
right.
the streets.
Any more questions, brother? Next question.
I just have one more question. And this question is,